The Labour leaders joined the Prime Minister in condemning the attacks by the Palestinian militant group. Sir Keir Starmer says it's crucial the House of Commons speaks with one voice in condemnation of terror and in its support for Israel.
Labour stands with Israel. Britain stands with Israel. The attack is ongoing. Terrorists are at large. Hostages are still being held, some of them British citizens.
The Prime Minister's described the humanitarian situation in Gaza as grave. Meanwhile, Israel and Hamas have both denied that a truce will take place to allow the movement of aid and some foreign nationals from Gaza through the Rafah crossing. There's increasing concern about an imminent ground attack by Israelis. Government spokesperson Elon Levy says they have every right to retaliate.
This is a war that Israel didn't want, didn't start, didn't expect, a war we've been dragged into, and a war we're determined to win. And when Israel wins this war, we intend to create a reality in the Gaza Strip in which no terror organization has the ability to perpetrate atrocities against our people again.
A man once suspected of being a member of the so-called Beatles Islamic State cell has pleaded guilty to terrorism offences. 39-year-old Ayana Davis was arrested at Luton Airport after being deported from Turkey. A bus has crashed into a shop in Manchester city centre, leaving a number of people injured. Police, fire and ambulance crews are all at the scene in Piccadilly Gardens following the incident at around 1 p.m. A patient who was declared dead and then later woke up has received an apology from an ambulance trust. They were taken to the Darlington Memorial Hospital on Friday. And Manchester United shares have fallen significantly after news a full-scale takeover might not go ahead. They dipped to $17.37 today. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening becoming rather cloudy with a continued chance of a light shower, but into the night it will turn dry. Cloud will break up in places to give clear spells through the early hours, with highs still of 12 and overnight lows of 8. And the sun sets at 6:04 tonight and 7:24 tomorrow.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
People that climb, people that go.
30 Seconds to Mars by Seasons. That's a brand new track out by them, and it's on the Phoenix FM A-list. I'm sure you'll be hearing that again by the end of the week on this show. And don't forget as well, on Wednesday, we have the Independence Day. Well, not the American Independence Day, but we have Independent Artist Day. So here on Drive. So it's five tracks that people have, where people have submitted their songs. Some are local, some are from further beyond, but they're all brilliant tracks that we know that you'll love. And so yeah, you'll be hearing all those new ones as well. There's five I normally choose for you, sometimes six throughout the day of Wednesday, as well as all the brilliant classic tracks that we play here all the time on Drive. Now, on this day in 1959, songwriter and actor Gary Kemp from Spandau Ballet was born. And actually, he was in one of the Crays, wasn't he, with his brother Martin. Do you remember that? Oh, that was a brilliant one, that one. Can't think who else was in it, though, eh?
picture this. Breathing like I finished the race. Eyes burning and I'm red in the face. Yeah, it's automatic. The second I felt the rush over my spine. Staring like I'm seeing a ghost, but I'm dreaming about you taking me home. I can see it all. Now I have to know what the feeling's like in your afterglow.
Sam Fisher, Afterglow. That was on our A-list recently as well. Right, now, coming up after the break, we are going to be having our one hit wonder. It might surprise you, though, that there was just one hit from this fella.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Okay, so, actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to let you know what the Shake It Off session is as well. Shake, 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 shake it off, shake it off. ABBA, Voulez-Vous. I know, it's exciting times, I should have saved it for the Friday, but no, we're going there on Monday. Right, now, this is a one-hit wonder. In 1984, Break My Stride peaked at number 4 and was in the charts for a whole 13 weeks. It was so popular around that time. Now, also released The Kids in American, I think it was called, and a couple of months later than that, but it only peaked at number 93. So, yes, he did have other tracks, but they never broke the top 40 here or over the other side of the pond as well. Also, Matthew Wider was also one half of Greenwich Village rock group Matthew and Peter in the 70s, and in the late 70s he sang for commercials on TV and a backup vocalist as well for Ricky Lee Jones and Bette Midler, among others. Can you remember his name?
You said you had to get your laundry clean. another girl like you.
Have to say, oh,
nothing gonna break my stride. Nobody gonna slow me down. Oh no, no, I got to keep on moving. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. I'm running and I won't touch ground. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Ain't nothing gonna break my stride.
Great track, Break My Stride by, yeah, Matthew Wilder was his name. Now, actually, in 2020, all thanks to TikTok, I don't know if you're into TikTok, then you'd have recognised the song anyway, really. But what it was, there's all these, like, people involved in TikTok, and they were texting the lyrics to the song, line by line. That's what the meme was. And then people had to kind of trick other people into believing it was just a normal conversation rather than actually putting the lyrics to each line of that song. And they either figured it out, what was going on, or no, they didn't. And then at the end of the TikTok thing, it was actually really good fun. People was going to filming themselves, basically, dancing to the song in front of all the text that come up to those lyrics. So it's all brilliant stuff. Right, now, Oliver Dean. Oliver, that's a brother. Oliver Dean, featuring Leon Bridges with The Hardest Part here on Phoenix FM.
Call me up to meet you, static on the phone. Normally I need you, this time I don't wanna go. Lately I've been growing to someone you don't know. You had the chance to love her, but apparently you don't. No, you don't. So even if I could, would it go back where we started? I know you're still waiting, wondering where my heart is. Praying things won't change, but the hardest part is you're realizing maybe I ain't the same. And what you're waiting for ain't there no more anyway.
Oh, I held her up so highly, had me deep under her spell. Her opinions would define me, but this time I made some for myself. Cause lately I've been certain there's no further to go. Yeah, she had the chance to love me, but apparently she don't. No, she don't. So even if I could, would it go back where we started? I know you're still waiting, wondering where my heart is. Pray that things won't change, but the hardest part is you realize it. Maybe I ain't the same. You know what you're waiting for, ain't there no more anyway.
It's all okay.
Supremes. Where did our love go? Where did the time go? Goodness me, we've got 35 minutes before I hand you over to Andy. Now, first of all, I'm just going to do the travel in a second. Not too much going on the roads at this time of night. Quite a good time. I shouldn't say that, because normally then what happens, the whole thing changes in front of me and there's loads of things going on roads. But we're looking okay for now. But first, let's have another listen to Guess the Intro.
Guess the Intro.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Morney Road, Romford. Temporary traffic lights due to emergency water main repairs on Morney Road at A12. That's Eastern Avenue. Queuing traffic on the Gallows Corner roundabout. You're looking at a travel time there of around 15 minutes there. And if you're heading into London via the A13, Prince Regent's Lane is closed both ways. I know it's a cut through for some people, but the queuing traffic due to police incident between Wigston Road and Crofton Road. On the A130 southbound, slow moving traffic between A132, that's Retterden, and the A1245, A127 Fairglen interchange. A127 eastbound, slow traffic between A129 Rayleigh and Progress Road. A127 eastbound, slow moving traffic between M25, Junction 29 and the Halfway House, that's A128. And in Chelmsford, slow traffic on Baddow Bypass, Van Diemen's Road and Baddow Road, that's B1009, towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Rail is looking good again for us today here in Essex, or anything going into London. But on the Bakerloo line, the severe delays between Stonebridge Park and Harrow and Wilston, and minor delays on the rest of the line. That is due to an earlier 40 train at Waterloo. Minor delays on the Metropolitan line southbound between Wembley Park and Aldgate due to cancellations. Underground station closed on the Northern line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. And there's no service on the Piccadilly line between Uxbridge and Rayners Lane. That's due to a 40 train at Uxbridge. But the rest of the lines are all looking a great service there on the tubes. That's it from the travel from me.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe. My album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, well, our Andy will be talking to the Dutch band, Pip Bloom. I know they're gigging, actually, because I actually was going to go and see them. they are gigging all over UK at the moment, but they'll be at Rough Trade East in London on the 23rd of this month. That's end of next week, that is. And then they're coming back again. I think it's next year as well. They're going to be doing some more gigs around here as well. I think it's in Heaven as well. Oh, loads of places. So, yeah, so that'd be a great interview tonight with our Andy at 6 o'clock. Then, of course, 8 p.m., Turn It Up with Vic Star. 2 hours of electronic dance music. And what he does, he actually goes on Mixcloud. So if you're into Mixcloud, you can actually chat to him while he's playing all the music. And he turns all the lights off sometimes. And he has loads of other lights going on the background as well. So you can actually really interact with him live while he's playing all the brilliant music for you. And that's at 8 p.m. And then 10 p.m. we've got the playlist Destination Dawn all together now. Yeah, and we start all over again. Shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off. All the way through, I think I've gone, And Andy walked in while I was doing that as well, I think. I don't know. Anyway, we'll be chatting to Andy in a second, seeing what he's got coming up in his show. As I said, he's going to be chatting to the Dutch indie band Pip Bloom, but obviously he has so much other music that he plays throughout the 2 wonderful hours he's got coming up. Now, we're going to take it all the way back to 1989 with Deacon Blue. Real Gone Kid.
Tear out the pages that I've got in these books, just to find you some words to get some reward, and I'd show you all the photographs that I ever got took, and I'd play old 45s that now mean nothing to me. And you're shaking and stripping me.
Speaking of kids, Andy Gardner is in the studio. Andy.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you, Joe?
Yeah, good, good. I'm actually really looking forward to your interview that you've got going on.
Yeah,
tonight.
It's one of my favourites I've done. This is the second time she's been on, but I was going to be speaking to Pip Blom,
yeah.
Dutch singer-songwriter in her own band. I spoke to Pip in Amsterdam just before she headed out with her band to the UK. They're currently in Norwich tonight, so they've just started their tour. Their album's coming out this Friday. So we're going to be chatting about the album, their new sound, because it's quite a different sound to the last album, and life without Ginny. Ginny, the drummer, has left to have a baby. So,
oh, I didn't realise that.
Yeah, it's
that.
All very different in the Pit Blom camp. So
that helps with the sound, doesn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, a bit of an update there. But yeah, that will be coming up at 7 o'clock. That's a good one, that one.
Oh, great stuff.
I've also got Album of the Week from CMAT. Mm. You must check out, Jo. She's really doing great. And she did Rough Trade East 2 years ago for her debut album, If My Wife Knew I'd Be Dead. And
oh, that's a great
one. Yeah, there was about 20 people there.
Oh.
And this time, the last week, she came back for album two, and she did two shows there, 600 people there.
Loving
so
that.
She's doing really good,
loving
yeah.
Loving that.
So, and it's very nice. She remembered me from the first one. So
well,
I was,
you're very memorable, Andy, aren't you?
Yeah. So, yeah, I've got Album of the Week from CMAT. I've also got The Return of Blossoms on a new label, a new one from them.
Any local artists around?
Yes, I've got the debut single from Isabel Inkcap, who was here in the studio in February, and I'm going to be playing her debut single also around about 7 o'clock. I've also got The Return of the Libertines as well, and a vintage track from Primal Scream, which on a reissue, and lots more this week.
Yes, loads of bands coming back, isn't it? From
there is.
The 2000s and stuff.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
And then there's other bands, such as Take That.
Yeah.
I've always been around. Actually, I really quite like that new sound. It's a bit more sort of 70s style. So do you manage to get to any football this week?
Yeah, I did a good report for the John's show on Saturday. I was at Averley Barnet in the FA Cup.
Oh, sure, Averley,
Barnet were 2-0 up, coasting home.
Oh.
No shot, the crowd were dead.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they scored a wonder goal just before half time and it changed everything. But then, just when you think it was fizzing out again, Averley had two red cards.
Two
in a few minutes. And they came back and equalised in the last minute. So, yeah, it was dramatic stuff.
Oh, you chose a good one there,
Averley,
then.
Yeah. It's just a shame that when the draw was made, they've been drawn away to Curzon Athletic, which they'll be disappointed with that.
What
I mean, it's a winnable tie, but it's away, it's up north.
Yeah, I was going to say, whereabouts is that? Where is
it?
It's a long way.
Yeah, it's a long way. Yorkshire, right, something like that.
It's hard, isn't it? Yeah, those sort of fixtures.
So, it's a tricky one. Yeah, if you're going to draw a Curzon, you want them at home so you can get a good chance of getting through to round two.
That's right. And plus, as well, for your fans to get out there, it's a bit difficult.
That's right.
To be fair. But
Billericay, they missed a good chance to get through on Saturday. They've got another chance tomorrow. But they've got a great draw against Walsall in round one if they can make it. They've not played a league team, I don't think. I think I was told 2006 or 7.
Is it really?
Which was Swansea. Yeah.
Wow.
And the TV cameras were there for that one. So we'll see if they will be. Yeah. But first of all, let's get past Sheppey.
Yeah.
They're the lowest ranked club left in the cup. But
Sheppey?
Yeah. But they play very well. So we'll see.
I just love that name as well. So, yeah. Used to love going on the old bridge over to Sheffield.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Some of the Walsall fans have been saying they've had to Google both teams. They didn't know where they were.
But we didn't know where Curzon was, so we've got to Google where that is in a minute. Talking about Take That, though, I'm going to play Windows now, and we'll be back in a second.
Place my hope with sadness, from waking up the hardest. And every day felt the longest. Oh, blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted. Fire in the sky, you know what it's like. What's
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Now I'm going to be playing one from the A-list that actually was on the Drive playlist a couple of weeks ago. Now they are called Marmalade. They are from New Zealand and this is Bright.
Become a rock star. How will I make it to
to believe that that was their debut single. They've got their next single coming up soon, and we're still trying to arrange to have an interview soon. Right, I'm going to leave you with two songs tonight before I pass you over with Andy. Now, Primal Scream, Moving On Up is last. Yes, that was our guest, the intro. A huge thank you, a massive thank you, actually, to our guest, John Ox, today. And if you've missed, there'll be a catch-up in a couple of days' time. I will see you back tomorrow. But I'm going to leave you with Daniel Bedingfield. Remember, stick around for Andy. Night.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.